Mira and Harper Audio present The Perfumist of Paris by Alka Joshi, performed by Sneha Mathan. A note before we begin. For a cast of characters, a glossary of terms, recipes, and more, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/The Perfumist of Paris. For my brothers Madhup and Piyush Joshi, who persuaded me to go further than I could have dreamed. And for anyone who thinks they can't, you can. Smell is a potent wizard that transports you across thousands of miles and all the years you have lived. Helen Keller. The beauty of fragrance is that it speaks to your heart and hopefully someone else's. Elizabeth Taylor. Prologue. Imagine running amid a field of lavender bushes with your friends, playing hide-and-seek between rows of jasmine vines. Antoine closed his eyes. Your friend tickles your nose with a blade of grass, and just from its scent, you know it's from the farm down the hill, not the one up the rise. Imagine plucking a vine-ripened tomato from your mother's garden just to inhale its sharp aroma. He sighed. That's what growing up in grass was like. I didn't have to imagine. The delicate fragrance of the henna flower greeted me on my way to the village riverbank where I washed clothes. My mouth watered at the ripe melon scent of mangoes that Prem feasted on as his bulls ground wheat and corn into flour. And the moment before I offered my finest possession, the people leaf painting of Radha and Krishna that Munshiji had made for me to Lord Ganesh, I breathed deeply of the sandalwood incense as I folded my hands to pray for good luck. Like Antoine, my memories were rich with scent. And so were my secrets. Part 1. Europeans once traded gold for cloves grown in South India, so they could spread the spice across their floors to absorb foot odor. Paris, September 2nd, 1974. I pick up on the first ring. I know it's going to be her. She always calls on his birthday. Not to remind me of the day he came into this world, but to let me know I'm not alone in my remembrance. Gigi? I keep my voice low. I don't want to wake Pierre and the girls. Kaisi ho, Choti Ben, my sister says. I hear the smile in her voice and I respond with my own. It's lovely to hear Lakshmi's gentle Hindi here in my Paris apartment, 4,000 miles away. I'd always called her Gigi, big sister. But she hadn't always called me Choti Ben. It was Malik who addressed me as little sister when I first met him in Jaipur 18 years ago. And he wasn't even related to Gigi and me by blood. He was simply her apprentice. My sister started calling me Choti Ben later, after everything in Jaipur turned topsy-turvy, forcing us to make a new home in Shimla. Today, my sister will talk about everything, except the reason she's calling. It's the only way she's found to make sure I get out of bed on this particular date, to prevent me from spiraling into darkness every year on the 2nd of September.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?